Hey, hello, welcome to BGM Podcast, the video game music podcast. I'm Nathan.
I'm William.
And I'm Ryan.
And today we're going to listen to a couple video game songs that each of us have picked. And I guess today we're going to start with mine, and that's from the video game Fable. And this is Summer Fields. And let's get started. Right. So a little tranquil to get things started, but this song is really nostalgic to me. It reminds me, because it is the music when you just walk around, when you're kind of just going from place to place. And I don't know, just has a very John Williams adventure-esque, I'm ready to go on a nice adventure style going on.
Yeah. I mean, if I honestly, if you wouldn't say that was a video game, I mean, you would think it was from like an adventure type of movie or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, and you don't really pay attention to, for me at least, you don't, the music doesn't I don't listen as intently to songs when I'm playing the game. So when you actually get to like sit here and listen to it, it's like, that's actually really good. Like that sounds like in, like any other major composer from a major movie or something.
It really fits the like a mythical world, the fantasy world.
Yeah, for sure. I guess one of the people that helped make this was Danny Elfman. So, Danny Elfman. So, and I think you can hear it.
He made my favorite Halloween movie, Nightmare Before Christmas.
You mean Christmas movie, right?
No, Nathan, I mean my Halloween movie.
I disagree. I highly disagree. Neither. How about neither? How about neither?
That sounds good.
But no, all right. So I'm going to pass it over to Will. Will, hey, you're up next.
Hey, this song is a... it's a fucking slam dunk. It's an earworm that gets stuck in your head whenever you're playing Alien Hominid, but not Alien Hominid. The little mini game that comes with the Alien Hominid where you just run and jump around and push shit. Here is the music that plays in every level of PDA games. That's it, and just loops.
Great.
When I was listening to it, because I've never played this, but I was just like, at first, I was like, "Yeah, this is fine, nothing, no big deal." But then when it dropped, when you got the drop in there, and you're like, "Oh, okay, all right, I get it now."
the drums in it are really nice. It's got like I know it's not jungle themed, but it sounds like a jungle themed game.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be jungle themed. Mm-hmm. And then they went on to make a whole game that was just PDA game. It's called Battle Block Theater.
Well, I definitely got worms in my ear.
Hell yeah, baby.
Gross.
What's your song, Ryan? Tell me about yourself.
Well, it is from one of my favorite PlayStation games growing up, and it's from Parappa the Rappa. And that is the Instructor Mussolini's Car Rap. And we'll get that right now.
All right, we're here, just sitting in the car. I want you to show me if you can get far. Step on the gas.
Step on the gas.
Step on the brakes.
Step on the brakes.
Now step on the gas.
Step on the gas.
Check and turn the signals to the left. Step on the gas, now turn to the left.
All right, and that was the car rap. It's my favorite song from that game. That game has a lot of really great, like, catchy songs to that. Yeah. But that's my favorite one out of all of them.
I always enjoyed the cooking show one.
Yeah, that one's a good one. What about the kung fu one? Come on.
No, well, my second favorite actually is the bathroom one. The
bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. No, great game, great songs. I love this song because if you listen to it by itself, you get a whole story arc, right? You know,
yeah, you do.
Just a young man. She forgot
to close the door. Mm-hmm. Got his license.
What a happy ending.
But I do like a lot of the visuals that go along with this game. Like, they all look like little 2D cutouts, and it's a real fun game. I love
it. Or when you mess up and he's like, check and turn to the left. Now turn to the right.
I will say it's unique. It's a unique game, and there's not much like it still to this day.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, except the sequel.
The sequel
and Umjamalami.
And Umjamalami. Yeah.
But these games came out so long ago.
All right.
We're going back around. So, Nathan, what do you got next for us?
Firmly grasp those horns.
Okay. All right. So I had to go a little outside the box on this one. This isn't particularly from a video game. It's from a video game system. And it's actually the menu music for the PS Vita PlayStation Store, which I spent hours on. This song, I heard it so many times. Let's get started. You guys know how much I love my PS Vita. I talk about it all the time.
Your PS Vita.
But no, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's just nice background music when you're checking out games and stuff. It's interesting how much work they put into a song like this, just to like kind of hide it away, almost kind of like Wii music, like they did specifically for channels and stuff. So it's cool.
I always enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel like buying some games.
Oh yeah, I always just perusing.
But yeah, it's nice and chill. I always appreciate that systems that take the time to actually put good music on their menu screen.
That was like one of my favorite parts of my last job when I called people. And I could hear in the background if they've paused their PlayStation 4 game, because I could hear the PlayStation 4 menu music in the background.
Did you call them out on it?
I never did. I wouldn't do that, but I could definitely tell.
I do. I was using AOL Instant Messenger one time when I was calling a to-go order, and a notification went off, and the lady was like, "Are you using AOL Instant Messenger? Do people still use that?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
But I guess that leads us into our next song. William, what's this mystery pick?
Here's a mystery pick for you. It's from a new game. It's from Gotham Knights.
Got your bat
headphones on. I'm not going to tell anyone what it is until afterwards. You guys have to, I'm going to send the link. Don't look at it. Just have it autoplay. And you get to uncover your eyes or look at the screen. I'll be watching when you figure it out. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, this is editor Nathan coming in. So unfortunately, this next song, we had a few issues getting out because of copyright issues. That's the problem you get with a lot of music stuff. But what we have is actually even better. I think we have a really lovely rendition of this mystery song from William. See if you can guess what it is.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four. She's into superstitions, black cats, and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition, that girl's gonna make me fall. She's into new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got a new addiction for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live her crazy life, but she'll take away your pain. Like a bullet to your brain. Upside, inside out. She's living La Vida Loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living La Vida Loca. Her lips are devil red. Living La Vida, wait. And her skin's the color mocha. She will wear you out. Living La Vida Loca. Living La Vida Loca. She's living La Vida Loca. Woke up in New York City in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me sleeping pills.
And that was a cover of Ricky Martin's Living La Vida Loca that plays in Batman, the new Batman game,
and Shrek 2.
Yeah, that's what Shrek 2.
That cover, not cover doesn't play in Shrek 2.
No, the original plays in Shrek 2.
I was about to say, I was like, no, I tried to look it up. I think this was made, I believe. I'm almost certain that this was made for Gotham Knights.
I looked up the band while we were listening, and yeah, they're a fairly new band. I think they released their first album last year.
Is that song referring to any particular character?
No, it just plays when you're fighting a bunch of dude in a prison courtyard. It's like a big set piece.
Okay.
I was like, okay, this is fun.
Wow.
I wish it did something like that again, but it doesn't.
Well, I guess that makes it stand out, right? Like really stand out.
Yeah, it's really good. I liked it.
It's fun.
Weird pick. Though I was like, I know it'll work well here.
Living La Vida Loca.
Well, if you want weird picks, look no further than my last pick. It's from the series. I don't know if you've heard of it. I mean, I barely know what it is, called Star Wars. So, yeah, they made a Kinect game. I mean, this, like, this, I can't believe they just gave this obscure movie a Kinect game, but yeah, they did. And it's referring to one of their characters. I think it's called Han Solo, but yeah, it's called I'm Han Solo from Star Wars Kinect.
Classic. I'm ready.
All right.
Feeling free and it feels so right. Oh, time to do the things I like. Gonna see a princess, everything's all right. Oh, no job but an answer to. Ain't a fixture in the palace zoo. No, and since the carbonite's off me, I'm living life now that I'm free. Yeah, told me get myself together. Now I got myself together. Now I made it through the weather. Better days are gonna get better. I'm so happy. Carbonite is gone, I'm moving on. I'm so happy that it's over now. The pain is gone. I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride, I'm heading out tonight. I'm solo, I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo, solo. I'm picking up my blaster, put it on my sign. I'm jumping in my Falcon, Wookiee at my side. I'm solo, I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo, solo. Feeling misunderstood. Back in the game, who knew I would? Oh, so flat time I spread my wings. Loving myself makes me wanna sing. Oh, oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Told me get my act together. Now I got my act together. Yay. Now I made it through the weather. Better days are gonna get better. I'm so happy the carbonite is gone. I'm moving on. So happy that it's over now. The pain is gone.
I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride. I'm heading out tonight.
I'm solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. Solo.
Feeling like a star. You can't stop my shine. I'm loving Cloud City. My head's in the sky.
I'm solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. Solo.
It's like S O L O S O L O S O L O. I'm living my life and got stress no more. I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride. I'm heading out tonight.
I'm solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. Solo.
Feeling like a star. You can't stop my shine. I'm loving Cloud City. My head's in the sky.
I'm solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo.
All right. Well, that was I'm Han Solo from Star Wars Kinect. It's a real vivid tale. It paints you like,
yeah. You know what I really like about the song?
What's that?
What I really like about the song is, like, in the movie, you never really get to explore how Han Solo feels about no longer being in the Carbonite.
Yeah.
And he's fucking happy, dude.
Yeah, he's celebrating.
Like, holy shit. I am so happy that Carbonite's gone.
You know, doing a couple dance moves.
Yeah, I'm fucking moving on, dude.
Yeah, I hate that George Lucas cut that out of the movie.
Yeah.
What I like too is like when you're doing it in the game, like it had all the dance moves too are named after like Star Wars references. So there's like one where he does like finger like gun, and they're called like double blasters. Nice. There's one that's called a Chewy Hug.
Nice.
Riding Landspeeder.
Jesus. So,
I guess you know, just a real cherry on the cake for the Star Wars series, I believe.
It's the last game LucasArts made before being bought by Disney. So
they said,
you know, they ended with a masterpiece.
They said, you have to stop this. No more Jason Derulo songs.
But yeah, there's a whole like story behind it too. But yeah, nobody really liked working on that, and just they thought it was going to be this big hit, and it wasn't. So that's what we're going to close on, everybody.
Love it.
So that's our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us here on BGM Podcast. Be sure to check out Media Boys Podcast at mediaboyspodcast.com, where we have all of our podcasts listed there. You can see Nathan and I doing Drive-In Double Feature. You can see the other Media Boys, maybe some last week on Game Pass. Who knows? But but thank you so much for joining us. And
stay happy.
Yeah. Stay solo. Happy.
Stay solo.
S-O-L-O. Solo. See ya.